In today's video, we will explain how to customize our workout based on our strength training experience. In other words, the difference between a beginner workout, intermediate workout, and advanced workout. Welcome to Kaya. We believe when it comes to fitness, there is a lot of information out there. Unfortunately, most of it is quite unorganized. It is the aim of this channel to organize it and present it in the form of a series of video lessons. Subscribe to our channel to get a video lesson every Sunday. We divide the training experience of an athlete into three categories: beginner, intermediate, and advanced. Beginner. A beginner, by our definition, is someone who typically has a strength training experience of less than 6 months. The beginner workout design is the simplest, as at this stage, it is the easiest to accumulate gains. Since a beginner has very little strength training experience, their body has little adaptation to the stress. Due to this, the gains come the easiest. A beginner must spend some time before starting any workout routine to accustom their body to the basic movements of strength training. This will be a good time to evaluate flexibility and functional performance. Based on those observations, a beginner should decide which exercises are suitable for them. A beginner might also consider doing some corrective work prior to starting a workout to improve on their form. After this analysis, a beginner can move ahead with designing their workout. Most of the people generally follow a split routine based on muscle group or functional movement. For a beginner, such a split routine is an option but not necessary. The best approach for a beginner workout is to engage all the muscles on the same day, but keep the volume low. That is, just do one exercise per functional movement and do no more than 3 sets per exercise. This will train the nervous system on how to engage muscles to do the lifts. Ideal frequency for a beginner workout is 3 times a week, and each session must last no more than an hour. Intermediate. An intermediate athlete, by our definition, is someone who typically has a strength training experience of 6 to 24 months. An intermediate athlete has their neurological adaptation almost complete. The days of rapid strength gains are probably over, however, their muscles still have ample room to grow. This is a really fun stage, as we are very familiar with all the exercises and understand our body's limitations, and although strength gains are becoming harder to achieve, we are still rapidly gaining mass. 3 or 4 day split routine based on muscle groups or functional movement is the best approach for an intermediate workout. Advanced. An advanced athlete, by our definition, is someone who typically has a strength training experience of more than 2 years. It is the hardest for an advanced athlete to attain strength or muscle gains. However, by implementing advanced techniques with high-intensity workouts, an advanced athlete can stimulate muscle growth. Advanced athletes may work out for more than 4 times a week. However, every athlete must rest at least for a day per week. Due to the limited scope of this video, we cannot get into each of these advanced techniques. However, as we make more progress, we will be going over advanced techniques for strength training. Please note that characterizing athletes into beginner, intermediate, and advanced based on the duration of their strength training experience is just an approximation. A more accurate way is based on how much weight one can lift in proportion to the body weight. You may refer to numerous online tools to determine your level that way. This concludes our video on customizing the workout based on an athlete's experience. For next week's video, we will go over the final factor in the customization of a workout program: targeting a particular muscle group. Thank you for watching this video. Click the like button if you enjoyed watching our video. Leave a comment below if you agree or disagree with us. We would love to hear your opinion either way. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel, as we have more exciting stuff coming up for you. Have a great week ahead, and we will see you in the next video.